Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start the show.
Two bears. One cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go, go, go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate us 100%. All right, welcome to Two Bears, One Cave. He is the Grand Wizard of Fun, and I am a nice guy. He's Bert. I'm Tom. Welcome to the show. Tell us about your weekend in.
In Atlantic City.
Yeah. I didn't know you didn't do a show.
No, I just went there to party.
Dude, that whole time you're like, oh, I'm going to ride a bike to, I was like, damn, you're going to ride a bike 60 miles and then go fucking do a show?
65 miles.
Oh,
dude,
sorry.
It was such a fucking horrific idea. I would never do that again.
How hard was it?
It was impossible. It was so much harder than the marathon, but not physically.
What was the harder part?
Mentally, dude.
Why?
Was emotionally draining.
But can't you just like get going and cruise?
Do what, side hack trash cans?
You can't cruise?
No. First of all, New Jersey's roads suck dick.
Yeah.
New Jersey's roads are so bad. And if you're in New Jersey and you're trying to defend your goddamn state right now, you haven't been in New Jersey in 10 years.
Yeah.
Dude, or you definitely haven't ridden a bike in there. I felt like I had anal sex with the state. It just, that bike seat was cramming my asshole so hard.
How long did it take you?
It took me 6 hours.
6 hours?
Dude, think about this. This is what got, the night before, we're talking, everyone in my green room's talking, and they're like, how long does it take? I go, I don't know. I hadn't thought any of it through. I had the bike, I had the outfit, and someone said, and I had just flown from LA to Philly, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And they had said, I think it's going to take you 5 hours. And then someone in the room goes, wow, that's like, imagine if you had been on the plane today and you couldn't have drank and you just had to pedal the whole time. And I started having a panic attack. And I was like, I would have lost my mind. And they're like, imagine if you can't talk to anyone. You can't have headsets on because you're in traffic.
Because you're like biking on highways and
on
stuff?
On highways. Oh, we biked over the Ben Franklin Bridge.
How many people were biking?
About 2,500. We raised almost $1 million for,
really?
for families of the fallen first responders.
Oh, Jesus.
I was one of the top fundraisers.
You were?
Yeah, because I passed a bucket around at my show and collected like $5,000. And so, yeah.
You did that in Philly?
Yeah, I just passed a bucket. And I passed a bucket, Tom. I go, all right, before I start the machine story, I'm going to pass a bucket.
Philly's a dicey city to do that. And people are like, take some of that from me.
One of my camera guys is like, we should put a GoPro on there. I was like, I don't think we're going to see that GoPro again. You know someone in Philly been like, oh, I've got a brand new GoPro and $20.
$20?
Fuck Santa Claus. So we passed around a bucket. We started the bike ride, went over the Ben Franklin Bridge, and I went down the Ben Franklin Bridge. I'm looking at my watch. My watch will tell me how fast I'm going. I'm going like 29 miles per hour. I'm like, dude, I'll be done this in an hour and a half. Then we get onto the flat parts, and I'm just like going 12 miles an hour, just dude.
You're like, there's 43 miles to go?
At 14 miles was, or like 18 miles was the first break, and I went, I'm done. At 18 miles, I was like, I'm done. I didn't realize this. I had never ridden my bike 18 miles, which is really far.
Is this your bike?
It's my bike. Oh, it's the bike I got for the triathlon. It is top notch. It is literally one of the best Cannondale bikes you can buy.
It's so funny to look at you and just think of you as with like a top tier bike.
Dude, this bike, you can see this bike doing all the work for me. Like we get downhill, my bike would be like, I got it. Stop pedaling. Just hold on. We'd go on an uphill. He's like, drop me in a lower gear, motherfucker.
Have you heard or seen these new e-bikes?
No.
The e-bikes that have like some type of electric motor with them.
Oh.
And they kick on and help where you need it, and then they dial it back when you don't.
Dude, I guarantee you there are some plus size women with e-bikes.
Because like way ahead of you?
By the way, I know what I'm saying is a hate crime. There were so many fat chicks beating me. Like, you have no idea.
They were definitely on
how e-bikes. Many, you know, all the things that you're not allowed to say about overweight women anymore. Yeah. But I was yelling them in my head as they passed me.
Yeah.
I was like, you fucking cow. Like, just, I was so angry. And they were just all beating me. Oh, I got beat by so many people. It got to the point where I was like, is something wrong with me physically? Like physically, my dad, like, people would slow up to, because obviously, you know, some people knew me. They'd like slow up and be like, hey, man, big fan. So tell me about Two Bears, One Cave. Just riding next to me. I'm like, and I couldn't speed up to get away from them. I know, like, I was just stuck next to them. Like, sure, whatever you want to talk about, buddy. Dude, at 18 miles, I was done, right?
Yeah.
At 32 miles, I realized I had not chilled any of my water, and now it's hot. It's like 98 degrees on the road. It's so hot in Philly and in New Jersey. My water is so hot. All I want is cold water. All I want is cold water. I'm like freaking out. I pull into the 34-mile rest area, and I am met by the people at the Borgata who know I'm riding there. And they go, would you like a cold water? And I was like, oh, my God. And then one guy says to me, I've never gotten – my dick hasn't got hard for a food ever. One guy says to me, would you like an ice-cold Uncrustable? And I went
– what's an Uncrustable?
I'm sorry. You don't know what an Uncrustable – can you pull up a picture of an Uncrustable, please? Uncrustables are the greatest – fucking invention. They're like dumplings for peanut butter and jelly. They're like peanut butter and jelly raviolis.
And you're aware of these?
Like, oh, am I aware of them? Are you? You've never had an Uncrustable, Tom?
Never.
Oh my god!
Is it like a Northeastern treat?
My mouth's actually fucking watering. I might go get Uncrustables today.
They sell them here?
They're amazing, Tom. They're in the freezer section, right? You then put them in your fridge. They're ice cold. What you can do is dunk them in an egg wash and then cook them up like a
dump,
like,
them in a what?
Dump in like an egg wash and make them like a French toast on both sides, and it gets hot in the center. Tom, you've never had an Uncrustable?
Never.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, go get some.
That's like, I feel like this is what high school kids are like. You've never had a gay experience? We're all doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
Did you ever do that? Did you ever like kiss a dick or anything like that?
No, no. By the way, I know what I'm saying is a hate crime, but
yeah.
I'm so old school that like when you say, when I hear people say stuff like, yeah, I had a period where I was gay, like when dudes, mm-hmm. I'm always like, you're still gay.
Well, yeah.
Just for the record, you had a period and it's still going on.
If they say I was, then yeah. If they're like, you know, I blew these four guys, then they're like, maybe they're past it, you know?
I remember, and by the way, there's like famous people that I know that I've done their show and they've been like, yeah, what's your hang up with hooking up with guys? And I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
Wait, you've done their podcast?
I've done, yeah, or their whatever their thing was. Yeah, I've done it. And I couldn't.
Wait, who?
Jason Ellis. And I couldn't. Jason Ellis said it to me on his show, and I couldn't tell if he was fucking with me. He was like, what's your hang up about hooking up with guys? And I was like, and I was looking around the room for someone to go, we're fucking with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But everyone's like, yeah, what is your hang up? And I was like, I just don't do it. Like, that's. But now.
Not even in your frat days?
Dude, I mean, I'm into gay shit. Like, if a guy passed out, gay shit happened to him. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, but it never, like.
You never.
By the way, I'm not shitting on Jason Ellis in this. I'm cool with what he does. I don't do it.
But you never like put your finger in someone's ass.
Never,
like,
never, never. I couldn't. I can't wrap my head around. I remember hanging out with two black guys. Let's just call them. And they were like. And they were like, wait, you never run a train on a chick? And I was like, no. And they're like, no, you never, like, that was like super pop. Black guys, I've always, all not all black guys, but they've always like, you never ran a train on a chick? Dude, I can't imagine running a train on a chick. I can't imagine running a train on a chick.
I mean, I never did that, but it sounds fun.
Not at all. I don't find it, I think that is so, I don't find that appropriate. I don't like, I,
what, that people are lined up waiting to go?
That you're looking at another dude. And then, like, what if you're the guy that comes into the train and puts on a condom and everyone's like, oh, you don't trust where we've been?
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
What about this?
What's
this? Check this out.
I don't even like train porn.
Really?
Uh-uh. I don't. I think it's. I don't.
I don't think this is train porn, but it's definitely different, you know?
Okay, that's cool.
You like that?
Like, that makes sense, at least.
That he's pissing in his mouth.
Yeah, that, I don't understand. I understand him doing it. Okay. Wow. He just went Italian fountain on her, huh?
He's got so much pee. Kind of looks like Santa a little bit.
How is he peeing that much? You know what he's did? You know what he did?
What?
There's this thing that... why is he happy? Why are they all laughing?
Because they're in a good mood.
He's not even...
No.
I guess he couldn't be hard to pee.
It's kind of hard to do it, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I could not...
Two fingers.
Oh, that's his asshole.
Yeah.
Wow, for a second I was like, that's hot. And then I was like, that's his asshole.
Still hot.
Oh.
Damn.
But why is she just jerking him off? I don't know.
Well, she's getting it ready. She's just trying to get a little more solid, you know.
Look at it. He's peeing again?
Yeah.
Talk about a water champ. I mean, this guy's got so much urine in him.
I know. And they're
he has not one prostate problem.
They really seem to enjoy it. God.
Dude, I don't even know if I could do that if I was in love with the person.
In love? Like, no, you do this precisely because you're not in love.
No. This is something I'd only do with someone I loved. Wait, I wouldn't piss in a stranger one-night stand's mouth.
Oh, I would. Mouth.
He is still being. This isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't.
Jesus. But you know what must be.
What's he going to do now?
He's drinking.
Now she's peeing.
Through a funnel. He's drinking it, though. He's really drinking. Look how happy everybody is.
Oh,
Santa
fuck.
Claus and the elves.
Look at them. Dude, can I tell you? When we were kids, there was this dad.
This guy's name is Bert, by the way. No, it is. It is.
No, it is.
No, I swear.
No, it is.
Dude, that's called Uncle Albert's pool party. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I swear, yeah.
That's so funny. I have a pool party happening at my house today.
Dude, you got to do this.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone's 14, 13, so I can't wait.
That's how you do it. No.
Dude, I can't imagine. I can't imagine the, like, if that's what you're into, what's the first conversation, like, to get that started?
I got to piss. No. And then she's like, oh, where are you going to go? I'm like, I mean, is something wrong with here? And you just kind of see how it's received, I think.
Like, hey, have you ever had a guy? No, be real. Be real. Think about, okay, your thing is pissing in your mouth and then spitting your piss in her mouth.
Okay.
Okay? So okay. Then what is the real, pretend, close your eyes, like lights out and you guys are hooking up and you're like, hey, have you ever had a guy piss in your mouth?
No, I don't think you, I think you're like, you get worked up and you're like, you like nasty shit.
Oh, I want to.
She's like.
Wait, hold on. You want it to be like this? Oh, you're so hot. You're so hot. I just want to piss in my mouth and then spit in your mouth.
Yeah, that works. That works. Because that girl, the one who says yes is going to say yes to the way you just said it. You know?
This is my impression of me and Leanne. Me asking for, I go, the other, this is a little while ago. Just, oh, it's so hot. Oh, it's so hot. Put your finger in my ass. What? Nothing.
That's how it went.
Nothing. I don't know. I didn't say anything. You must be the air conditioner. You must have heard something else. Want me to finger your asshole? No.
She not do it?
No.
If you Do you want her to do it?
No. I mean,
we can work on her.
No. So sometimes you get like so fucking caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
You're like, you think crazy shit, but Leanne's not that person.
Not finger in the ass.
Uh-uh.
No, I can't get Christina to do it either.
No, Leanne would be like, what'd you say? What? You what?
Huh?
Huh? No, I'm not doing that. No, I bet if I called her right now, you hear her go, no, I'm not doing that.
Ask her. Because I definitely know what the answer is.
From Push?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, of course. It's just like, no, I hear what comes out of there. It's disgusting. I don't want to
do your impression of Push saying it.
Nope. Uh-uh.
Nope.
Absolutely. No, it's disgusting. It's hot. You're always farting. You're gross.
Let's see what Leanne... No. Babe, is this what you called for? I'm getting ready for a birthday party. Can I call you later? That's going to be almost verbatim what she says.
Hello.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Have you ever put a finger in my ass, or would you put a finger in my ass during sex?
Absolutely not. No.
No. Why?
No.
Why?
Why?
Why? Because that's the poop shoot. No, not doing that.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Okay, we're going to...
I was raised Southern Baptist. No,
okay.
Not doing
Hold
that.
On. We're calling Push to see if she'd do it for Tom.
Hey, babe. Okay. Hey, quick question. Would you ever... Would you put a finger in my ass while we're doing it?
If it really was something you required, yeah.
Oh! Push just gave Tom a green light, babe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nothing. I can't wait to see you Sunday.
Listen. Call Push. Right, call Push. I love you. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Nobody, I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's great.
You got to get her to cut her nails.
Oh, man. We're definitely... I'm pretty fired up for Sunday.
Dude, for Sunday? Do you guys plan it?
No, but she's coming. She's out of town.
Where is she?
She's doing shows, Salt Lake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Leanne and I had sex the other morning. Fucking outrageous.
Why?
Really brought the game.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Do you guys have like almost like a lineup of what you do? Like, we start doing this, then we move to this, then we move to this, and then this is how we finish.
I mean, you know, most of the time, yeah.
You know what we did one time? We did this thing called you know, the 12 Nights of Christmas?
Yeah.
We did this thing called the 12 Nights of Kama Sutra.
I think you told me this.
Yeah.
Somebody gave you guys the book or...
Yeah, yeah, and so me and like four other families, us and four other families, each night... In Christmas, during December, 12 different times, we did 12 different positions.
Jesus.
Dude, Leanne was fucking on. Because it was fun and it was a game and everyone was doing
and
it.
And the whole family's involved.
Not the kids.
Oh. No. I don't know.
Georgia, Isla, come here. Do you know what down dog is? Okay, both of you guys.
Did you also find positions you didn't like? Where you're like,
no,
this sucks.
I did not find one position I didn't
really?
Like. Yeah, my favorite one was I'm laying legs like this. No.
Faced
I'm
up?
Laying legs like this.
Sideways?
She's laying legs like this.
Okay.
These are our backs. That was my favorite one. And I've tried to do that again, and she's like, no.
It was just that.
Just that one time. She was so fucking into it.
You just got to make it a game again, man.
Yeah, I wish that I got the crazy girl that I hear stories about.
What do you mean?
Like she was, like when I met her, she was wild. She'd jump off a fucking rock in the ocean and swim out. Like 100 yards. And
you're saying you
back.
Never had a girl like that?
No, Leanne was that
person.
Oh,
was that girl.
And now she's like so like she won't even jump off a rock. That's not, I'm not even talking like sexual stuff, but she won't even jump off a rock. Like we all jumped off a rock in Alabama and she was like, no, I'm not jumping off the rock.
She got more conservative.
She's gotten so like set in her ways. Tell me about your haircut.
Oh yeah. This is something, man. So like a month ago, I'm walking out. I cut my own hair sometimes, you know, because it's just like whatever. And I walk out of this place. It's a restaurant, and there's like a salon next door. And I go, I just want to see if they have like I don't know, like beard oil or something, right?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you know, there's actually a barber around the corner here. He has everything. So I stop in there. He shows me what he's got, and he goes, are you trying to get a cut right now? He goes, yeah. I go, I can't, but. He says he can't because he doesn't have the time. He's like, well, why don't you make an appointment? I've never met the guy. This is literally how it's happening. I'm leaving a place. They just go, try this guy out.
Yeah.
So I go, okay. A couple days ago, I go, it's starting to get like bushy. I go, I'm going to let the guy do it. See, you know, because I always fuck it up anyways, even though it's easy. So I tell him, I call, I get the appointment. I come in. He's like, you know, sits me down, puts on TV. He's just like, yeah, all right, man. Like, you know, we go over like what he's going to do. I'm like, okay, cool. He starts cutting my hair and he's like, you know, people say not to talk politics, but I kind of think you should. And I was like, I go.
All right. Stop right there. What do you think? When he says that, do you go, oh, this is a definite Trump supporter? Or are you like, I can't wait to hear about Kamala Harris?
I'm waiting. I'm thinking like, I'm not entirely sure, but I'm thinking that we're going to lean right here.
We're going to lean right.
Yeah.
We're going to lean right.
And he's like, as he's cutting, he's like, so where do you stand? And I'm like, on everything? And he's like, you know, just like, how do you identify yourself? And I'm like, I'm like,
Harry, keep cutting.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, in need of a cut.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't nervous? Know, man. Yeah, totally nervous.
I identify as scared right now.
He starts cutting and he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of problems, but, you know, I'm not going to let him take my guns. You know what I mean? And I'm like, right away, I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, I mean, you know, I carry and I don't, you know,
that's
how I feel safe. I go, you have a concealed carry permit? And he goes, no. And I go, oh, you're just walking around with a gun in Los Angeles? And he goes, I'm not breaking any laws. And I go, well, you are with the gun.
No, you totally are. Actually, that's how the law works.
Yeah, I go, this is, you know, it's like, he goes, I know, but he goes, you know what's something kind of funny, man? If I get stopped, I go, do you, like, if a cop pulls you over and asks you, do you say you have one? He goes, no, I'm not going to let them infringe upon my rights. And I was like, oh, shit. So keeps cutting, and I'm like, he goes, besides, it's just a misdemeanor. And he goes, if it's a switchblade, it's a felony. How fucking crazy is that? And he's like,
if it's a switchblade, it's a felony.
Yeah.
Turn to the right.
I go, yeah. I go, well, yeah, you know, it's fucking pretty wild that you do that. And he's like, what do you think of Antifa? And I was like, and I'm like, they're fucking nuts. Yeah,
fuck those guys.
Like, they're crazier than shit. He's like, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Cutting.
Like, you know, I give a lot of these short haircuts to white guys. It's been the most popular haircut I've been giving out lately.
He goes,
you tatted.
He goes, you know, I mean, here's the truth, man. You know, somebody asked me what I think of abortion, and I'll tell you, man, I don't like the way it makes me feel. And I go,
wait, what? Is this going back? This is on the same line as the way he carries a gun. You're like, wait, have you been a part of abortion? He goes, I perform them every now and then. It's not illegal.
I go, yeah. I go, however you feel is fine. He goes, yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to tell someone what to do with their body, but I get sad when babies die like that. And I'm like, that's definitely, I hear you on that, man.
Get sad when babies die.
And he's like, what do you think is going to happen in 2020? And I go, who knows? He goes, yeah, Trump's going to win. And I go, that's cool. And he's like,
and he's like, did you watch the Democratic debates? He's like, they have debates.
He goes, you know, I'll tell you the truth how I feel about him.
I love that he's been, right now, he's been holding back this whole fucking
By the way,
time.
I haven't asked how do you feel. So he's like, I'll tell you how I feel.
You know what, Tom? I'm going to level with you.
Yeah, and I'm like, let it rip. He goes, I think he's a douchebag, and I think he's an asshole, and I think he's a narcissist, but I like the way he's running this country. Like that, and I go, okay. And then he stops, and he's like, you know, people keep talking about, you know, the babies in cages. You know Obama built those cages.
Obama built those
like
cages.
That. Yep. And I'm like, I go, yeah, I hear you. And then he busts out the fucking straight razor. And I'm like, yeah, Obama's a fucking asshole, man.
He's got a straight razor doing your neck. And you're like, oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's my new guy. I'm going to get haircuts every week now.
Dude, I want to get a haircut from him.
Oh, we can definitely set it up.
I would love to get a haircut from him, but go in and bait him.
Oh.
And be like, sit down and be like, hey, man, you got a place I can keep my gun?
Oh.
And he's like, do I?
He would love that.
Pulls a bookcase comes back. Dude, there is no better feeling. There's like, I don't like confrontation. So if that guy starts doing that to me, I just chime in.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I Billy Bush him.
Dude, it's a survival instinct.
That's what made me bothered about the whole Billy Bush thing is like, Billy Bush's job was just to get the fucking interview.
I know.
Like he wasn't saying, I don't remember the whole thing.
And if you were around, like let's say you take out Trump, you say like it's Michael Jordan, and he was like, you know, I could just stick my dick in anyone's mouth. You'd be like, yeah, fuck him.
And right now, and then you're going, wait, is he talking about me?
Yeah.
And yeah. Then, that's the, but I don't like confrontation, and I'm not the person who's going to confront an Uber driver or like a
No, I know. You just go like, yeah, whatever you want, man.
Yeah, you're fucking lunatic. Right. I guess this conversation, this is how this goes. My dad is super confrontational. Like, we played golf with these guys. We played golf and then we had drinks with these guys. And my dad was a little buzzed. And one of the guys there was like, someone said, don't bring up Trump to him. And my dad goes, do you think he's a fucking lunatic too? And the guy goes, no, I voted for him and I'll vote for him again. And my dad goes, and you're what's wrong with this fucking country. And I'm like, Dad, you're 72. You're drunk and you ate an edible. You cannot fight. I'm having to. These are my fans. We're just selling tickets here, Dad. Let them fucking vote for Trump. Who gives a fuck?
Where was this?
This is at Torrey Pines.
Is that in?
It's down in La Jolla.
And he's sitting there yelling at that
my
to people?
Has no. My dad really dislikes Trump. Like, really dislikes Trump. And you. I just. Like, I'm always like, shocked people care about anything. So, like, I'm always like.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like. You guys really, are we really going to talk about this?
Yeah, I'm not into, arguing with anybody about that because I also feel like it's a waste of energy. Like, yeah. If you're pro or against, I'm like, that's cool. That's great. Good for you.
I enjoyed watching the Democratic debates, but I'm like, I don't really have, I don't really care. Like, I don't really give a fuck. I don't know. I think that's what I'm wrong with this. I'm definitely what's wrong with this country. Like,
not caring.
Definitely not caring at all. I don't even know technically where Hong Kong is. Like, I mean, I know it's, I don't know if it's part of China or if it's part of, like, I know that it's like an island, but if you put out a map and you were like, find Hong Kong on a map, I'd probably point to Taiwan.
Like, well, you wouldn't be like, you know,
okay, I didn't know it was attached to China.
Yeah, but it's still like, you know.
Is it attached to China the way that Manhattan's attached to the U.S.?
I think you.
Okay, by the way, I would never have thought it was there.
Really?
Keep pulling out. Keep pulling out. Okay. I definitely would have pointed to Taiwan. I definitely would have pointed to Taiwan. Or Japan. I would have never guessed that's where Hong Kong is.
Really?
I would have never in a million. I didn't know it was that close to the Philippines. I would have. Definitely pointed to Taiwan.
Have you been there?
I actually have. Twice.
You've been there twice?
I have no idea where it is. I've been to
feel like that about Indiana. Dude, I'm kind of like, yeah.
When I found
out
Indianapolis was in Indiana, I was on Bob and Tom, and I was like blown away. I go, sweet. I thought Indianapolis was in Baltimore. And they're like, why would you think that?
You're thinking of Annapolis?
I was thinking of Annapolis. Why do you guys keep having these pictures of these guys, the most influential careers you probably never heard of?
I have no idea. I think that's just an advertisement.
Well, yeah, take that down.
My apologies in advance for switching sets on you. We're doing this because of our scheduling. Trying to get both of us in here at the same time is difficult. So that's why you're seeing this. Don't let your brain shut down. It's just I moved locations for a moment and then it'll go back there. And if you're listening, you're like, I don't understand what's going on. That's your problem. All right. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it
from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
If you could go one place in the country, married with your wife, then with your children, four, three different places, married with your wife, one with your children, and then with just guys, where would those three places be?
Okay. Well, married, you mean like just with your wife?
Just you and your wife.
So it's like a romantic place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like probably Napa. That's a great place.
Ooh, Napa. Yeah. I was thinking international.
But, oh, international?
But no, but Napa's a good one. I take Napa because then it's like a quick flight up. Yeah, Napa's a good one. Napa's a good one.
Okay. With the kids?
Oh, fuck. What? I was supposed to go out on a date with Leanne last night. Fuck.
That might better be why she rejected your asshole. So.
Oh, that is exactly. She was so pissed this morning and I couldn't figure out why. And then I just upped the ante. I doubled down on it and got pissed at her. And I was like, this is what happens when you wake up in a bad mood. Everyone's in a fucking bad mood. Now everyone's in a fucking bad mood. I totally forgot. She was like, we should go on a date Thursday night. And I was like, definitely. Did not. I did fucking.
Well, did you go out last night?
No. I just watched a movie with the girls.
And what wasn't she like, let's go out?
No, I fucked that up. Anyway, okay. Napa's a good one.
Okay.
Napa. And then, okay, now you and the family.
The whole family?
Yeah.
I think the whole family, I'd like to go Switzerland.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I always want to go to Hawaii with my girls.
Oh, that's
Hawaii
awesome
is my favorite place to go with my family.
Hawaii is great.
Hawaii is great. It's safe as fuck.
Beaches are also like awesome with the family.
The second you get to Hawaii, they're like aloha. Like this is our whole life is about you having a good time.
Yeah.
That our whole infrastructure is to make sure you leave going, I'm coming back.
Yeah, it's great.
That's what I love about Hawaii.
No, Hawaii is amazing. The whole, all the islands there are amazing.
I've never had a bad time in Hawaii in my life except for the time.
Oh, Jesus.
That we did that show together and I shaved your tits.
Yeah.
That was the fucking, that was funny. Remember that our friend was spiraling in his hotel room.
Drinking
vodka.
A half handle.
That's it, man. Career's over. We're all done.
Like, we're all done. And he was like, drinking. We're like, why? He's like, you guys ruined. You pissed off the Navy.
You pissed off the Navy. Yeah. Good luck with your careers.
Yeah.
I guess I'll be okay, but God, I'm drinking for you.
He was so upset about it.
He was so upset.
He's like, I tried to fucking help you guys out, and you fucking spit in my face.
And you... Oh, you fucked me. You fucked me in the ass. What? Okay, now what about you?
Well, here's what happened. We did, so in Hawaii, where obviously there's a huge naval base, they also do war games every 3 or 4 years. So like all like allied navies come there and they have these war games and it's just like a huge military show, right? And they do air show, boats, people, you know, and then it's also a very big social event. So they're having a big fucking show on like Saturday night on
it's
like,
fourth
in
of
like
July.
It's like, yeah, and it's like an amphitheater lawn. So it just is outdoors and it goes back and it's just people as far as you can see.
How many people would you guess were there?
I mean, it's hard to like remember exactly. I mean, it's over 10,000.
Oh, yeah. I was going to guess 15,000 people.
Yeah, it's tens of, you know, just thousands of people.
And the highlight is a comedy show, three comedians, a host, a feature, and then a headliner.
Right. So,
and the headliner we had at the time.
Well, headliner dropped out.
Backed out.
And then another one backed out.
Yeah.
And then so they're scrambling, and I am friends with Russell Peters. So I call him, I tell him the deal, and he's like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
So he comes along, and he's, you know, he became even bigger after that, but at the time, he's already like,
one of the biggest countries, biggest comedians in the world.
Yeah, so he...
Not in America, but in the world.
Right, so everybody, lot of international people there. Right? They start to get super excited that he's there. So before the show, they basically don't tell Russell anything, right? But to us, they pull us aside and they're like, so there's a 4-star general, admiral at the...
Hold on. Go back. You got to go back. This is just to plant the seed on this. Never mind. You're right. Keep going. I'll tell this when Russell goes on stage.
So they go like there's a 4-star admiral or whatever, like one of the highest ranking people in the United States Navy is going to be there, and then so are a couple people like directly below him. So like top tier naval people are there, and they're like just a couple rules, like don't be dirty, don't like say goddamn or anything like that, and don't insult
the Hawaiians, and don't talk about fucking Pearl Harbor, please.
Yes, yeah,
those are the rules.
And we're like, all right, cool. So I go up first.
I went up first and I was like, I've done this before.
Yeah,
I'll go up, I'll just do the exact same set I did last time.
Yeah,
and I'll just and it'll be fine. And now there was a thing I used to say when my opening joke was, my name's Bert. I know what you're thinking. Hot, sexy name. Do you do porn? No, I don't. Bert's the last name you want to hear during sex. Some chick on top of you in the dark just, Bert, Bert, Bert. That was the joke. But when I needed it to be clean, I'd say some girl in the throes of passion.
Right.
And there's a difference between the throes of passion and some girl on top of you during sex.
Yeah.
Is my opening joke. It's my opening joke to 15,000 people. And it doesn't get a laugh. It gets like a... And I'm like, oh, fuck, I fucked it up. And now I'm in the weeds. I'm immediately, 10 minutes in, I'm in the weeds going, fuck, and I'm backing it up. I'm like, yeah, you ever want to get a blowjob from a deaf chick? She's just like, aah! And I'm like, nothing's going right. I get off stage and I'm like, oh my God. Tom is just, he's like, that was a good job. That was a good job. And I was like, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Segura, shake hands. Tom's opening joke is, man, they told me that down here in Hawaii that island life was slow. I didn't know they were talking about their metabolisms. God, these people are fat as fuck. That's his first joke. First joke, right? But by the way, which gets a huge laugh.
And then I remember you know, mahalo has a lot of different meanings. I guess one of them is also extra cheese.
And then he says, beautiful bass you got here today. Beautiful bass you got here. I was taking a walk around and I got lost. Luckily, I ran into a group of Japanese people who were pretty clear about the ways to get around this bass. Man, they knew this place inside out, like they had flown over it at some point. And by the way, it's killing in the audience, but it's breaking all the rules, right?
Yeah, it's the rule breaking.
Tom gets off. He literally does very well, gets off. And comes to me, Russell, and brings up Russell.
Yeah.
Comes to me, and as soon as Russell gets on, we hear like a... Now, cut to 2 days before.
Yeah.
2 days before, Tom and I get offered... Tom, me, and Russell, we all got offered to do a bunch of things on the base. Tom and I did all of them. Russell did, I don't think... He did one of them.
One, that he was mostly asleep for.
Mostly sound asleep for. And we got on a boat to go take around and to get a private tour of where the Pearl Harbor boats were. And his girlfriend at the time... As we get on the boat, the boat looks at us and goes, ooh, does this go underwater? We're on a boat and we're like, and Russell goes, hey, just stop talking.
Yeah. So she's like, we're going to go down.
Are we going
and see the sunken like USS Arizona or whatever it is? And like the guy, there's like a naval guy who's just like, hold up, like what? And everybody starts laughing.
The whole tour, Tom's going, all right, hold your breath, Kimberly.
But then we started calling, her name was Kimberly, and we started calling her Dimberly.
Then at one point at dinner, me, Russell, and his brother, and Kimberly, and Tom and our wives are sitting there, and there is a Russian, or an Indian porn star, Sierra Leone. Is that her name? No, I think that's a country. There's an Indian porn star. And I say to Russell, I go, oh my God, do you know there's an Indian porn star? And immediately Russell's brother starts dying laughing.
Like,
and Russell starts going with his eyes like, his girlfriend.
But wait, you keep going. She is so hot.
She is so like fucking hot.
Hottest.
I think she has real tits. I don't know. But dude, I'm telling you, Indian women are so fucking hot.
Like, I would leave my wife to fuck this chick. She's so fucking hot.
And then
hot.
She just hops up. She goes, that's Russell's ex-girlfriend. Gets up and leaves. And Russell goes, could you not leave my eyes? His brother, Clayton, is dying fucking laughing.
Yeah.
And so, but now one of the days, one of the outings we did, we went and we took the girls to go. It was we were shooting guns. It wasn't real guns. It was like air rifles, but
yeah.
It was like target practice. It's how they go, this is how we train our soldiers to fight in war.
No, that was Marines. Yeah.
These are how we train the Marines how to fight in war. This is exact Marine training. We will change not one thing. As a matter of fact, the girls went to the bathroom, and Tom goes up, and he goes, hey, can you do me a favor? When the girls come in, do like a misogynistic joke about like the girls, like, oh, this is why we don't like girls in the military or something. And the guy goes, affirmative. And the girls walked in. Do you remember how he was like, God damn it, this is why we don't let skirts in the military. You ladies get lost like a lady driving the car. And Push and Leanne shut the fuck down. And Tom and I like pump the fucking brakes.
Well, remember he was like, he's like, you guys have kids. And you guys were at the time, we didn't have kids. You had two daughters. You're like, oh, we have two daughters. And he's like, yeah, I got a daughter, but luckily I got a son too, which is great. Like, he's like, it's the one that makes me happy, right?
But the thing he kept saying over and over and over to us that whole day, do you remember? If it's brown and it moves, you kill it. And on stage walks Russell Peters. Brown and moving. And all Tom and I can think is there's a whole group in here going just Pavlovianly and just going, huh? If it's brown and it moves, you kill it.
Yeah.
And Russell's walking all around stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He did great, by the way.
He did great, too.
But then we were like, oh, it was a great night. But, man, when we saw the organizers later, they were like, why did you ruin this for everyone?
Oh, and we were like, oh, God.
What are you talking about? Everyone had a good time. They're like, no, one of the admiral's wives is crying.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Fuck that. You know what? That bothers me so much about anything corporate because they tell you, don't be dirty. Don't do this. And you go up and you fucking murder.
Yeah.
And then they come off. They're like, you know what? You upset one person.
Yeah.
And then I got ruined from colleges because of one fucking show at Northeastern. Well,
did you ever do juniors in Erie?
No.
Yeah. That was an all clean club for like 7-8 years. And I worked there 3 times. And
how did you do that?
The first time as a middle. And I was like, oh, that's not too bad. Like figuring it out. I think I middled twice. And then the last time was the headline. I needed the work. And I remember a lady owns it. And like, you know, they pick you up from the airport and they're like, so, you know, it's clean. You're like, yeah, it was explained to me like when I was booked. And then they're like, yeah, just, you know, we like it clean. And you're like, I got it. And then you get picked up for the show and they're like, don't forget, you know, clean. And you're like, yeah, we've been over this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're in the showroom about to go up.
Have a good set. It's clean.
It's clean, right? And you're like, Jesus Christ.
Get Beatrice delivering drinks in the front row. It's clean. Clean. You know that, right?
And then like I did a show, probably like at the time, 50 to 55 minutes. And I get off stage and I'm like, wow, I did it. You know, I did a clean hour basically. And she pulls me and she goes, I heard you said penis on stage. And I go, you heard? She's like, yeah, one of the servers told me. I go, they're ratting on. And then he's like, no, it's the woman, the lady. She goes, I go, well, isn't like, that's an anatomical term. Like I didn't say dick. I didn't say anything. I was referring to the anatomy. And she's like, okay, just let's leave it there. And I'm like, okay. And then her husband like comes in the green room. He's like, you want to hear a good black joke? And I'm like, what? And he's just like letting it rip. And I'm like, is this okay? They're like, well, in here, not out there.
Jesus Christ. I love
it. It was the worst.
I remember doing a club in Texas one time and they were like the Moran brothers, Kelly, Kevin, and I forget the other. Did I ever told you about the Moran brothers? Mm-mm. They were fucking fascinating. They were fucking fat. Three brothers. Owned a club in Amarillo. All arguably addicted to pills.
Arguably.
I just say that to be fair. I think a bunch of them, I think they're all dead already.
Yeah.
But like one of them would pick you up and he had a gimp arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he would smoke, and he was so high, he'd smoke, comb his hair, and drive with all with one hand. Like, just like you know, in like the throes of like a morphine addiction.
Yeah.
And driving, and then be like, I'm going to pull over. I got to pick something up real quick. And he'd just go in and buy drugs, and you'd be sitting in the car like, okay. But I remember the first night I was there, he was like, he goes, I got one rule. No GDs on there. You can say the, and he says, you can say the N-word. You can say this about Mexicans. You can say this about lesbians and gays. But well, I hear one GD, and I'm pulling you off the fucking stage. I was like, so I can't say God damn it? And he was like, hey, what did I just tell you? God, man.
What I asked, I was talking to the wife was so crazy at Junior's, but the husband, you know, I go, I mean, this, I go, what's the obsession with the, like, why is it so, I go, you don't even know, people want to see comedy.
Yeah.
He's like, it's what she likes. And she, you know, she bought this so that she could promote clean comedy. And I was like, all right. And I go, have you ever had it like somebody couldn't do it? He was like, oh, yeah. And I go, well, what happened? He goes, there's this fucking guy named J.B. Smoove. And I go.
When I eat the pussy, I jump on to it.
He goes, I go, what? Wait, tell me what happened. He goes, well, we bring him in from New York City. You know,
already like, that's a slur from course, New York City.
You know, one of those city blacks. And he comes in here. He goes, you know, we go over the thing. Like we give him the, you know, these are the rules. And he's like, yeah, I got you. And he goes up there, and in the first 5 minutes, he says, motherfucker, 35 times. So he goes, he does his show, and, you know, he comes off, and I go, what the fuck was that? And he goes, what? And I go, well, I thought we were going to keep it clean. He goes, man, that's how I talk. And then he's like, we fired him immediately, sent him back. And I was like, and I'm sure, like, the audience had a great time, and they don't care. They don't care. They're just like, yeah, but you cursed.
Oh, that's I when we did the Jameson Comedy Tour, the first place it was a place called Laughs in Kirkland, Washington.
Yeah.
And remember that I there was something going on with the owner had a stroke or something. Or something. I forget. Maybe I'm mixing up clubs, but it was a clean club. And the show was supposed to be clean. And but I'd already been hired by Jameson, so I just was like, well, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And I just went my opening joke was, because you had to talk, when you worked for Jameson, you had to talk about Jameson. And I was like, God, man. I took a sip. I was like, God, I love Jameson. And everyone cheers. I was like, I'll tell you right now, if cum tasted like Jameson, I'd have bruised knees. And place goes nuts. And you can see them pacing in the back like, what the fuck? He's swallowing cum. Swallowing cum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never really. I got.
What if cum did taste like Jameson, though?
Oh, it doesn't. I mean, I don't know.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening, any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
I've never had cum in my mouth, but I've kissed someone after a blowjob.
Yeah, of course. You're a grown-up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's so weird.
I did it when I was younger. So
somebody's like, oh, I'm not going to give you a kiss now because you're had so much dick in your mouth.
I don't know. If Leanne gives me a blowjob, I'm kind of like, and she comes up for a kiss, sometimes I'm like, on the cheek, grandma. Fucking easy. You just had a mouthful of cum. Why don't you go brush your teeth, go have a sandwich, come back, and then I'll kiss you like a fucking grown-up.
I think you got to get a little like residual jizz on you. No? You don't like that? She fucking spits on you and then kisses you?
No. She swallows it and then just fucking No evidence.
Takes it down like a lady.
Huh? Like a, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I could swallow cum. You remember?
You could do it.
Let's do this. Hey, grab a... Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the cum swallow challenge, okay?
Oh, my God.
This is a new challenge. It's going to go viral on Facebook. Someone get us a bottle of water, okay? All right? Here's what we're going to do. You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to each hold a bottle of water. We're then going to put our heads on top of the water like we're blowing it. And then you're holding a bottle that is in my mouth. I'm holding a bottle that's in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you squirt. And the goal is to be able to swallow it out of nowhere. Okay?
I'm good.
No, come on. Two bottles of water and you just squirt. And the goal is, can you, like a woman without any...
Or a guy.
Or a guy. Or a guy. Or a guy.
Yeah.
Or a guy.
Or just a cool...
When you said or a guy, I literally went, huh?
Yeah.
Or a guy, can you swallow it with no warning?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, yeah, I guess you're... Yeah, because it can really... I mean, are we going to have it right at the rim?
Yeah, it's going to be right at the rim. It'll be right at the rim. No. Right at the rim. And you got it like this.
Okay.
And then you're going to go, oh, God. Oh, this feels so good. And I gotta kind of read your language.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then, oh, God. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, can somebody grab a water?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's see what what happens.
And this is the, remember, this is the Cum Swallow Challenge, and we're raising this money for the Smile Foundation.
We are?
I don't know. I mean, it would be a fun game to do with your friends at dinner parties, and then, hey, my name's Bert Kreischer, and I challenge The Rock to the Cum Swallow Challenge.
Okay.
I gotcha. Okay.
Okay. You go first.
No, because then you won't go.
No, I will.
Know you.
I will.
You're fucking lying.
No, I'm not.
Swear to God you'll go.
I swear to God.
Swear to God.
I swear to God I'll go.
Swear to God you'll go.
I swear to God I'll go.
Swear to God you'll go.
I swear to God
I'll
go.
Okay, I'm in. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to do it like Leanne. She doesn't like an ice skater.
Okay.
By the way, this is nervous. Is this like when you put a dick in your mouth, you're putting a loaded gun in your fucking mouth.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Like when you, I've never put a dick in my mouth, but I can't imagine being like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Any fucking minute. Like
imagine, imagine it's me. Like it's really me.
Like fucking, like Russian roulette. Just, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you can almost hear like, it's like revolving chairs. Like, dun, dun, dun.
It kind of gives
dun,
you like dun, dun, some dun. Extra respect for people that do this, right? Do you?
Dude. A hardcore respect.
Yeah.
Like I've when you go down on a chick, you just down there like, come on, and bingo. That's it. But when you got a dick in your mouth, you're like, uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hold on, don't take too long.
I won't. I'm not. Okay.
By the way, this, I feel so emasculated. You're doing this next, right?
I am.
No,
yes.
You're not. You're going like this.
I am. I swear I'm going. I'm not
okay,
going.
Okay.
All right. Come on. Just give it a kiss.
It is so
give
hard.
Give it a kiss to start.
By the way, it is so hard for me to just put my lips around it because it feels like very vulnerable.
Yeah. You should. Give it a kiss. Give it a nice kiss to get started. It's all right. It's not going to hurt. Go ahead.
Dude, I couldn't blow someone. I'd be laughing so hard. He'd be like, God, stop fucking laughing.
Here yeah, I know.
I'll do it the way Leanne starts it, okay?
Okay.
Is this thing on?
Okay, yeah. Take your hat off. Okay.
Dude, I had a girl blow me one time.
Yeah.
When in probably 2002, 2001, and she had a hat on and she turned it around like this. And I was like, great, I feel like I'm going to blow a job from Fred Durst.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That feels good. Oh, you fucking dirty bitch. That's so nice. Keep going. Oh, shit. Was that wrong?
No, that's really hard to swallow.
Yeah. Oh, here.
That is really hard to swallow.
God. And then I'm like, God, you fucking bitch. You got
That's really fucking hard to time it. You got to do it with your eyes closed, though.
Really?
Yeah, no one blows anyone with their eyes open, I don't think. Why would you stare into pubic hair?
All right,
you ready?
I don't feel like doing it, man.
Give me a fucking bottle. Okay, you ready? Now, by the way, you gave me a fucking John Holmes load.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a Burt Kreischer load. It's going to, so get ready for it.
Cause that's it's even bigger.
No, no, no. It's going to go, it's going to pulsate. It's going to go. Kung-sh, kung-sh,
oh, I got you.
Kung-sh. It's going to get bigger and then it's just smaller.
All right.
Okay. You ready?
Hey, I've never done this before, so
yeah,
be just, cool, man.
Okay. Sure thing. Sure thing.
I've never done anything like this.
Okay, don't make eye contact with me.
All right.
Okay. Oh. Oh, God. God, you're... Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Slower, 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 slower. Just your tongue. Just your tongue. Just your tongue. Oh, getting close. Stop making noises. Stop making noises. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I didn't realize how good I'd be at that.
Oh, give me a towel too. It's all over my hand.
Oh yeah. Oh. 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 Wow.
Oh.
Don't tell your wife about that.
If you told me when I was in high school this is what I'd be doing for a living. Mock sucking dicks and blowing loads in our mouths.
Oh, I got some spit in your dick.
God damn. Jesus, Tom. The guy's not supposed to do the cleanup.
Oh.
Oh my all God. Right. We gotta turn this into a board game, right?
Yeah.
We sell it to Hasbro, and all it is it's different size dicks and different dicks.
Yeah.
And they're all like five dicks on a board, and everyone's oh dude, you turn it into Russian roulette. There's five dicks on a board, right? You play with five people, and everyone starts sucking a dick, and everyone's got a squeezer.
Yeah.
But not every dick has a load in it. So we're all going, ha, 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 ha. And then someone just goes, and you hear one person go.
I'm trying to picture like Mattel being like, this is cool. I like this.
Mattel, this is an adult game. A lot like, what's the other game we came up? What's the other game? There's a bunch of games like that. This is an adult game. It's five, ten dicks on a board. You're playing at a big party with all the friends, right?
Everybody.
And only one. Oh, that would be such a great. And then you pull the dick off and you throw it away.
Dude, I picked up.
Like Lorena Bobbitt.
This just reminded me that I picked up my kid from school. And
how did you connect those two?
Because the teacher was like, oh, I saw you have a podcast. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, she goes, oh, I haven't watched it yet. I go, you might not want to. Now I know that she's going to see this.
We're progressive.
Yeah.
Dude, we've come up with a lot of good ideas on this show.
We have?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, we got the board game suck a dick thing.
Okay.
We got, do you remember the ice carrot challenge?
What's that? We put the ice cube in your ass?
No, you put the iced carrot up your ass.
Yeah. And then?
That's it. I'm not selling it the way I did earlier. But yeah. Anyway, scrap that one.
Oh, you that two episodes ago you mentioned the final solution.
Dude, did you see the video of the guy, the Trump supporter punching the anti-Trump supporter?
Like in the stands or whatever?
It's fucking no, and it's so funny. Because it's two white guys, and the one white Trump supporter is driving a truck through a crowd. The anti-Trump.
What?
Yeah, here we go. This is it. The best part. Okay. No, that's not it. That's not it. It's in the news today. Hit news. Okay, there it is. Man charged with assaulting anti-Trump supporter. Okay. So, but here's the best part. Watch it, and then I'll tell you my favorite part.
This is...
blocking AIDS?
Ads.
Okay.
So.
Create account. Man. No. Let's take the time to create account. Cincinnati.com. You notice we're blocking ads. We actually don't want you to use our website. We'd much rather you just go away and find your news somewhere else. So we've created this fucking hurdle for you.
This is so annoying.
It really is.
So this is just out on the street?
No, this is a Trump supporter driving through, and then an anti-Trump supporter. Now, I'm not going to say who's right or who's wrong. What I'm going to tell you is my favorite part is the one thing the clearly liberal person yells at this guy.
Okay.
And the reason I say liberal is because it's the Morning. Most misguided. Is that D-Ray? What is this? What is this commercial? Oh, it's just a black guy drinking coffee in his house and two white people are behind him. Dude, stop that and flip that. White person making coffee, two black people are like, what the fuck are you doing in my house? But a black guy's like, oh, two white people in
this
my house.
This is a normal. Yahoo ad? All right. So is this it?
Oh, you're going to need the audio. I'm sorry. This is the guy who clearly...
That's the Trump guy?
Yeah, that's the Trump guy. But what happens is, I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
Guy's driving his truck through a crowded group of anti-Trump supporters. Anti-Trump supporter yells at him, why don't you get out of your truck and fight me? The guy's like, oh, dude, that's exactly what my brain has always been waiting for.
Yeah.
Hops out of his truck and gives him the two-piece, just literally lights the one white guy, this is one of Dallas Frazier, beat up the other white guy. Very quickly, the other white guy was older, the anti-Trump supporter. Here you go.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Ready? Two Trump supporters and both white guys.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yeah. And then someone yells, racist.
Oh, and then the cop just arrests them right away.
Yeah. Two white guys fighting and someone yells, racist.
Jesus. He's that guy was 61 that he hit.
Yeah, and took a punch.
Yeah, that guy took a good punch, actually.
That would be a fun board game.
I love that the cop.
I wonder if
is
this
like
guy's Mexican.
Right there.
He must be Mexican that he hit, right?
Look at the cop. He's like, hey, man, I'll just take you to jail right now.
Yeah, the cop's like, oh, wow, that's crazy. That's like the fish jumping in the boat.
That's so crazy.
Shut up. Wow. Oh, my God. I actually have my handcuffs in my hand. Oh, my God. This is so crazy. You're my first arrest. Are they all going to be this easy?
Jesus, man.
This guy's not going to do well in prison.
No, I don't think so.
You can tell. How wealthy a white person is by this part of their hair right here.
Right here?
Yep. This part of a white person tells you everything you need to know
about. If you're listening, we're talking about the area
right above your sideburns.
Right above your sideburns, yeah. So what does mine say about me?
It says you've got money because
really?
It's clean.
Oh.
If I'm just talking about white people, but if a white person has super, if they're long and wispy and they swing over their hair, you're like, oh, that guy.
Over the ears.
Over the ears, that guy doesn't read much. Like, If the hair, all the hair is the same length, you're like, wow, someone hasn't been able to afford to shave their head in a long time. Dude, that drives me fucking nuts about a white
Poor
person.
Poor white people. Yeah. I'm with you. I hate them too. Jesus. All right. We got to get out of here.
What are we going to, how are we close strong?
We did.
You've been looking at your phone. What's going on? You got business going on?
I got to get out of here.
What do you got to do?
I got to go to the house. I got family in town that's going to meet me there.
For real?
Yeah.
Who's in town?
Cousins that live in Texas with their kids and their
Your cousins?
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
What? When's your sister coming back in town? Holy
Which one?
Shit! I know the hot one.
Everyone's coming for Christmas.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. You should come over.
I would love to. I would love to. Is your dad going to be there?
Yep.
Old top dog.
Top dog. Hey, buddy.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? He can't be.
No.
Because your mom's Peruvian.
No, that's not why. They're Republicans. But,
oh, really?
But they just hate him.
We should get my dad and your dad together for a podcast.
They hate him. That would be hilarious.
Can I tell you another idea I have?
What's
we should
that?
Do a we should do a Two Bears, One Cave with both our dads.
Yeah.
And then we should do one podcast with a impersonator.
What do you mean?
Like a celebrity impersonator, but don't mention it.
Oh, really?
And see if we can go
like
viral.
A Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was on
and
the show.
So did you beat Amber Heard? Yeah, beat the fuck out of her. And just never acknowledge that it's a celebrity impersonator.
That's a good idea.
Dude, that was a great idea. I did that for Travel Channel. We took two people to LA to have, you know, the trip of a lifetime on Trip Flip. And we were going to throw a house party at this house we got them in the hills. And we couldn't find anyone famous to go to it. Mm-hmm. We had already hung out with Rogan. That was all I had in my bag. And I said, why don't we just get celebrity impersonators?
And I love it.
The network wouldn't go for it.
We wanted to do, we floated the idea of having like the Hollywood Boulevard celebrity impersonators do promos for your mom's house. So like have like the guy who does De Niro be like, I like your mom's house. And he goes like his bad thing. You know, What are you gonna do? And like, then have the Jack Nicholson guy be like, "Your mom's hot." Like, and be like, "We had Jack Nicholson promote the show." So just get them all lined up to do it. We could have them come on here.
Yeah, we should do. I like that a lot. Let's take one to a Lakers game.
We should take the Jack impersonator and be like, "Jack Nicholson's right
Jack here. Nicholson, right here, right fucking here." Can you believe it? All right. This has been a great episode.
This was a lot of fun.
This is a lot of fun. I think the one, I look at every one of our episodes about what will go viral.
Yeah.
Like the one part where we're like our one part where everyone's going to go, "Oh, I'm stealing that. I know what it is from the last two episodes, but this one's going to be the suck a dick challenge."
Probably. That'll pick up
steam. I would love if you guys could submit your own suck a dick challenge with your own best friends at the most inopportune times you could do it. Like at a family dinner.
And send it.
And send it to us. We need to get you guys involved in the show.
Yeah, send it to 2bears1cave@gmail.com. That's the number 2bears, the number 1cave@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you have anything that you really love, like an edit you really do and you want to send it in, send it in 2bears1cave and we can watch it here and talk about it here. It's better than you just, yeah, any of your racist supercuts is what I meant to say. If you have any racist supercuts, send it here first. Send it here. Did you see what's his name posted the one thing of the horrible statements we were saying?
Yeah.
And he was like, "This is a joke.
Yeah.
This is a joke."
I'm surprised that he did that.
Yeah, I know. Body right. Shots World Tour. Tickets available at burtburtburt.com starting in September in San Francisco, ending in Cleveland, where I'm shooting my special.
Great. I'm at the Take It Down Tour. It's tomsegura.com.
You're adding dates like fucking crazy. Did you just add Winnipeg?
Winnipeg, we added. We added in, where'd we add? We just added Kingston. We just added Charlotte. We just added
Jesus.
A couple other places. I don't know. It's all at tomsegura.com.
And we're thinking about doing a live 2bears1cave somewhere.
Yeah, we will do that.
Yeah,
and where's the,
fun.
What day do you shoot? What date do you shoot in November? Do you know?
November 23rd.
You're 1 week to the day after me.
For real?
I think so. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. I shoot the 16th, 17th, something like that.
So. Yeah, I'm shooting the 23rd. I think I might shoot the... Are you shooting two shows or four?
Two.
I'm just thinking about shooting four.
Do it.
I know, but I think it comes out of my pocket.
Do it anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too. Your dick tastes good.
Your dick tastes better.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call 2 Bears 1 Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call 2 Bears 1 Cave.